us. Welcome everyone to Nation Building Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host tonight, Marilyn Muhammad, and I also have a co-host tonight, Brother Akeem Muhammad. We would like to welcome everyone to this talk show. Brother Akeem?
Yes, Sister Marilyn, why don't you tell everybody I was on this talk show? I may want to be incognito or something. Sister Marilyn. Marilyn.
Well, you know what, Brother Akeem?
Say what, Queen?
You know what? For some reason, we're going in and out. I can barely hear what you're saying. It's almost like an echo, and I can barely hear what you're saying.
Really? I don't know what that is.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what it
is. Can y'all hear me?
I hear you, Queen. I hear you well.
Okay. Well, let's go.
It's like a little low.
Well, let's... Well, let's go ahead and make the best out of it tonight. You know, a lot of us, you know, we spend a lot of our time, you know, looking for somebody to love us and to make us happy. But only true happiness starts within ourselves. And a lot of us, you know, we're searching for our soulmate. We're searching for someone to love us. But, you know, we really don't focus on loving ourselves. So, you know, tonight, you know, we just want to share, you know, a little input on, you know, how to, you know, why don't we think loving ourselves is so important? You know, Brother Akeem, what you think about, you know, loving yourself? Do you think that's, you know, important for us to love ourselves first in order for us to love our mate?
Well, Queen, you got to love yourself first. I mean, you know, universal law is how can you love somebody else unless you love yourself first?
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
You know,
to send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
Love people.
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3. Please enter a command or this call will be ended. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
So you say that it is important. That's what you're saying, Akeem?
Very important. Very important.
Very important. You know, and I know, you know, with the CERN.
There was something. Sorry about that. Sorry about my pause. There was something in the line that it kept saying. It was a recording that kept saying something. But, you know, hey, I guess it's part of, it's technical. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's go on with the show, Queen. Let's go on with the show. Don't let nothing stop the show.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know, just thinking online of you know, truly understanding, you know, self. You know, first you have to really understand self first, and you know, as a woman perspective, you know, loving self. You know, as you want to find true happiness starts within yourself. And you know, a lot of us, you know, we think that somebody else can make us happy, and really. You know, we have to make ourselves happy first.
Well,
you know, so
if I was miserable, for example, I'm miserable. I'm miserable as hell. I mean, I ain't never happy. But here I am trying to bring an innocent person into my miserable ass world. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're happy. I'm miserable, and I'm so miserable. All I can do is make them miserable. So here you got like. You got two unhappy people. So how could I make you happy and fulfill you if me myself is not happy and fulfill myself? I mean, that's impossible.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're right about that because, I mean, I don't want to be miserable and then thinking that, you know, by me being miserable, you know, thinking that somebody else, you know, I can make that person happy too, you know, and like I said, happiness starts within, you know, self. And I think of a lot of us take that approach as far as, you know, working on self and making self better. And then, you know, all we will see that our mate will become happy because, you know, there's nothing better than having a confident mate. You know, your spouse, you know, being confident about themselves.
True, true. I mean, seriously, though, you know, that's like oil and water. Person not confident, they miserable. You happy, you optimistic. I mean, that's oil and water. Yeah, I mean, ain't no way in the hell y'all can get along, or because you're going two different directions.
Mm-hmm.
You're going down two different paths. One going down a path of life, the other person going down a path of death. So, you know, all that person can do that's going down that miserable path is bring you down. They can bring you down. And I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about a spiritual death, an emotional death. Your emotions are messed up. Your spirit is messed up. I mean, somebody got a dead spirit. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, we talk about being confident. I mean, you know, do you desire a confident woman?
Yes, woman definitely gotta be confident. Seriously. I mean, for example, I wake up this morning, let's say we broke, you know, we so called going through a recession. Now, you know, black folks, we don't know what a recession is. Hell, white folks are the only people really suffering a recession. Hell, we know what it is to be broke. But let's say, you know, we got very little or nothing to eat, you know, and then here I am, let's say I'm a contractor, which I am a contractor, and, you know, white people going through the recession, most of my work are coming from white people, basically, and I tell a sister, well, I'm about to go out here today, and I'm about to see if I can go find me some work, you know, so I can bring in some more money in this house, and then here she is, I'm optimistic, babe, I'm going to get some work. Then she telling me,
mm-hmm.
Well, Brother Rakim, you didn't bring no work in last week, or no, you didn't get no work the past 2 days, or you didn't get nothing yesterday, so I doubt you're going to go out there and find some work today. You know, I don't think nothing's going to work for us the rest of the week. You're not going to find no work. Now, I'm optimistic. So, man, this sister, we probably going to be fighting and arguing like cats and dogs, because here I am optimistic, and here you are, you actually challenging my faith. And you got to have faith. So if a sister down for you, or if a brother down for you, they're gonna be right there with you. She gonna be encouraging, baby. Yes, you will get some work. We're gonna make her through this. Now, sister always pouting. Oh, brother, you ain't gonna do nothing. You ain't gonna do jack. I mean, what can I do with a sister like that? I can't do that with a sister like that. Period.
You know, you're absolutely, you know, right, Brother Kim. You know, I guess it's just, you know, all about, you know, helping one another and being there for one another. And, you know, a lot of people, I say, I guess, you know, sometimes, you know, when you talk about loving yourself, you know, also, you know, you can tell when a person, you know, loves themselves, because also it consists of taking care of yourself, too. And, you know, some of us, you know, we have not really focus more on ourselves, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you have family, you have children, you know, you have to take care of, you know, in society today, you know, you have a lot of, you know, single sisters, you know, they have to go out and provide, you know, because they're doing it by themselves, and so they don't have time to basically, you know, focus and take care of themselves. So, you know, we have to, you know, in order for us to really be there for our family, we have to, you know, cater and take care of ourselves as a woman. And I think, you know, as a woman, we have neglected that. Which, what do you think about us, you know, neglecting ourselves when it comes down to, you know, really loving and taking care of ourselves?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Queen. As a man, ain't no way in the hell I want to be with a woman that doesn't love or take care of herself. I mean, if a woman don't love and take care of herself, that means I got to put up with this sister dressing like a bum. That's number one, because she's not going to take care of her appearance. And appearance is definitely a must with me. I mean, I ain't no superficial brother, but I ain't no sister going to go anywhere looking like something that the cat or the dog just brought in. You know what I'm saying? Number two, if she's not caring about herself, then we got children. She's not going to care about the children either, because, you know, we live in a society where you got women, they're dressed like $1 million. But you look at their children look like crap. And that's something that really pisses me off. I really hate to see stuff like that. And then, worst case, the worst scenario is you see a sister that don't care about herself. She's trying to take care of some children, so she looks like a bum. The children look like a bum, you know. And that means you got a whole family full of bums, you know, in my perspective. And then she's not going to take care of her husband.
You know, I won't say so much as being a bum, you know, brother King. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes, you know, we probably might neglect, you know, we neglect ourselves because, you know, we so focused into our family. And I understand what you, you know, you're saying as far as, you know, looking a certain way. But, you know, that just all comes back to, you know, really, you know, loving yourself first. And then, you know, some of us might think that, you know, okay, maybe if I focus more into myself, you know, am I selfish because I love myself more than I love my spouse, than I might love my children, than I might love, you know, those who are around me, you know. I don't think, you know, being, you know, actually loving yourself, consider being selfish. I mean, do you think that's, you know, you loving yourself, you know, you would think of yourself as being selfish because you cater into yourself first?
No, no. My thing is this. You must cater to yourself. That's part of you making yourself happy. That's part of you making yourself happy. You got to do little things for yourself, things that make you feel good. Because if you don't do things that make you feel good, ain't no way in the hell you're going to be able or should be able or capable of doing things to make another person feel good. Like, for example, let's say, you know, you're a woman. Women love perfume. Let's say, you know, you feel real good about yourself, a new perfume to come out. I mean, you want to get this perfume. You want to dress nice. You want to smell nice. Okay, so you're going to go get this perfume. You may buy you an outfit to wear, you know, a nice scarf. You put this on. You put this sweet-smelling perfume on. Now you're looking good and you're smelling good. Not only are you looking good and smelling good, damn it, you're feeling good. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, you're not being selfish. When somebody sees you dressed nice, smelling nice, and nice, you're not conceited. You're not vain. You're just a person who loves yourself. And that type of person will only cater. If they can cater to themselves, they can cater to their man or their woman. You know, it's like, for example, woman, she's somewhere, she's shopping. She's thinking about her better half, her court mates, or I wouldn't even say court mate because, to be honest with you, I don't think a court mate should be buying any damn thing for anybody unless they're actually in a relationship, you know, engaged, about to get married or whatever, because all you're doing is gathering the information, you know. But, you know, and gathering information is like, okay, I like, you know, a certain type of oil or cologne. You're gathering that information. So we're in a relationship, you know, you're gathering this information. Then we're in a relationship, you know, you go get the cologne for me because in the courtship, you know that I told you I like a certain cologne, so you don't forget that. But I said that to say this right here. A woman, she out shopping, she thinking about her better half. She's catering to herself already. She's going to cater to him. She's going to say, well, you know, my sweetheart, my honey, he likes Ed Hardy cologne. Let me get him some Ed Hardy cologne because I like smelling good. I like looking good, so I want my man to look good. I want him to smell good. This is something he likes.
Okay.
Or, you know, yeah, I know I go way out in the ballpark, but, you know, I'm going to bring it home.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I understand. I'm saying what you're saying. I mean, this is true. And I remember an old saying that my grandmother used to tell me, you know, when I was little. She said, no one can ever love you more than you love yourself. And that is a profound statement because, you know, if you, you know, if you don't love you and take care of you, nobody else ain't gonna do it. And I think that, you know, as, you know, us as a people, you know, if we just have that desire and just, you know, focus on taking care of ourselves because, see, nothing's going to fall out the sky and nothing is going to be placed in our hands. And anything that we earn, we have to earn on ourselves. Even with taking care of ourselves, nobody's not going to do that for us unless we do it for ourselves. And I think the number one thing is that sometimes, you know, we you know, get away from, some of us don't even allow ourselves to be ourselves. You know, we be other than ourselves, you know, to please somebody. And sometimes we wonder why, you know, a relationship, you know, our relationship don't last because, you know, we don't, you know, be ourselves. You know, we want to be other than ourselves. And then it's almost like, you know, when your significant or your spouse sees something different, they'd be like, wow, you know, what happened here? You're not being yourself. So, I mean, do you think that it's important for you to be yourself when you're in a relationship?
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, very important for me to be myself because I tell anybody, you know, like, for example, if I was to get in a courtship with a sister, if I was to marry a sister, whatever the case may be, even if I was a lost found, and for those who don't know what a lost found is, in the Nation of Islam, lost found is a person that's not in the Nation of Islam, a person that does not bear witness to the teachings. You know, that's the best way I can really explain that to you. But my thing is this. Whoever that I involve myself with, they going to know who the hell Rakim Khalik Muhammad is. I'm not going to hide nothing. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm not going to beat around the bush. They're going to just know who they deal with. And they're going to have the option of whether or not they want to deal with me or not. You know, because I'm not going to pretend to be somebody that I'm not. And then, like you say, you know, 3-4 months down the line, 6 months down the line, here it is. I've been putting on this front all this time. And now it's just like, oh, man, you know, he curses. Some people know I curse. I got a potty mouth, which I need to straighten that up. I mean, really, I need to work on that. I asked a lawyer to help me work on the potty mouth. But, you know, I want to, you know,
yes,
just be like, oh, Rakim, he curses. He says this. He says that. Hell, I tell any damn body, I'm a militant. I'm from the old school. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm going to speak my mind. And so my thing is this. You know, you have to find that out off top. You're going to have to find that out off top because you got some people that are spooky. And I do mean spooky because you got some people that are like they holier than thou. I don't curse. I don't do this. I don't do that. You need to shut up because when you by yourself, you do things that you don't want nobody else to know. And I ain't that type of brother. I'm going to tell you what it is, what it ain't from the beginning. That's just me. You either love it or leave it.
So you're saying that. Sir?
Either love it or leave it. That's how, you know, that's the way I got it. You know, I got it all figured out.
So basically, Brother McKean, you're just saying that, you know, they have to accept you for who you are. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm saying, and I'm not trying to be arrogant when I say that. I'm not trying to come off like arrogance. All I'm saying is this, we should not fake or we should not try to pretend to be something that we're not. We got to be ourselves. And the only way a person can love you is for who you are. They can't not love you trying to act like somebody else or trying to pretend to be something that you're not. You're trying to impress a sister saying you're a damn doctor. You don't know nothing about medicine. You putting on clothes, you put on your little lab jacket, and you got the little stethoscope, you go to the grocery store, you're trying to pick up on women, but you want a woman to accept you for being a doctor when you're a damn plumber. That won't work. Because what she going to do, she going to fall in love with a doctor. Oh, I got me a doctor. And then when she finds out your ass is a plumber, she might just dump you because she didn't love you for who the hell you were. She was bragging to her own girls, I got me a doctor. And so your whole plan of tricking the sister, using tricknology, has backfired on your ass. You told her you're a doctor, all right? She married you. If she fall for it long enough and you carry the role long enough, she marry your ass, and then she drop your ass. I mean, it's just that simple. And then you'd be like, oh, I thought you loved me. Well, I ain't going to use the N-word, but you lied to me and told me you were a doctor. And my thing is this, the sister, she'd probably be like, okay, you lied to me about being a doctor. You know, what else have you lied to me about? I don't even know you no more. Well, hell, what she really figuring out is, hell,
okay.
I didn't know your ass at all.
Okay. Yes, sir. I hear you, Brother McKean. Well, you know, we can go ahead and start asking, you know, if anybody would like to ask any questions, you know, you can go ahead and press 1 now. If anyone have any questions, you can go ahead and press 1 now.
I know somebody got some questions somewhere out there. Somebody got some questions.
Anyone have any questions?
I don't think nobody got no questions, Queen. I think we making everything so plain and so clear, nobody have to ask a damn question. That's what I believe.
The floor is open to any questions now. Well, Brother McKean, you know, do you have any questions, Brother
Akeem? Brother Akeem dropped off the show for a second, sister. I'm bringing him back right now.
Do anyone have any questions? You can press 1 now if you have any questions.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
All right. I had been trying to get in, and the phone was doing all type of things, and I don't know. But I'm on the Dino Bean show. This is Brother Ishmael Muhammad, and I was just hearing what the brother was saying, and I just got so much of it, and I liked the way he was keeping it real. And how he was saying how some people should act as though they are holier than thou, and like, you know, they have a million skeletons in their closet, but would not dare want it to be revealed. So, you know, we're not spooky peoples, and I'm down with everything that he's talking about on that level. We are real peoples. We are natural-born people. And, you know, this is my first time coming on this show, so I really want to learn more about it before I really give my answer.
Okay, I'm sorry, brother. I'm like having some difficulty hearing what you're saying because it seems like you keep going in and out. Brother Akeem, did you hear anything?
Okay, go ahead.
Coming back on in a second. Just give him a second, he'll be back on.
Okay, I apologize, brother. Could you say that again for me, please?
No, I said that I was listening in at the show. I was getting cut off and on, busy, all types of things was happening. But I heard a little bit of what the brother was saying, and now he was saying that he keeps it 100. He's old school. And, you know, and everything that he said, I believe is true, you know. You know, you got to keep the 100. You can't sugarcoat things, and you can't be trying to put on a masquerade, pretending to be somebody you're not. You just got to, you know, be natural, be true to yourself, be true to God, be true to the people. You know, and this is my first time on this show, so I just want to listen and learn a little more.
Yes, sir. Brother Kim, would you like to respond to that?
Did anybody have any response to what I said?
You know, basically, you know, you have to, you know, be yourself, and you know, a lot of us, you know, we come into a relationship and, you know, basically trying to be other than ourselves, and we're not happy. and you know, you don't want to be in a situation that you're miserable, and the person that you, that is with you is miserable also, because, you know, you basically not, you stepping out of your element of who you are as a person, who, you know, the Creator has created you to be. And I don't think, you know, none of us, you know, want to be in a relationship, you know, trying to so hard please somebody else, and the only person we're not satisfying and pleasing is ourselves. And so, you know, I think that, you know, that we work more on pleasing and satisfying ourselves as an individual than to make the next person happy. That's first, most important. You know, making yourself happy first, and then you can make, you know, your other significant happy again.
Yes.
You know, and
that's,
you know,
very,
a lot of us,
that's
just,
very true.
Yes, sir.
That's very true, because if you don't love, I mean, if your love, if someone else's love means more to you than your love means to yourself, then you're kind of like degrading your own.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, exactly.
And you're not using discernment.
Absolutely right.
Your discernment is
right.
Screwed. Well, I'm doing like the book says. It says try to abstain and, you know, keep on pushing forth towards the mark, you know, keep our duty and flee and seek refuge in Allah so that He can grant us our heart's desire, because we got to be careful today of what we wish for, because, man, sometimes you get some things that you wish for you never wished you ever had.
Exactly.
You'll be praying to God and asking them, you'll be praying them, say, please, oh, get,
yes,
please,
sir, you're absolutely right.
But we got to be patient.
You're right, and we have to keep, you know, we have to, yes, sir, we have to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to post this up because I didn't, you know, this is my first time seeing the show. I don't know if this is your first time doing it, but it popped up on this, the status. So,
okay.
And
you
so
want
like
thank
to
you for joining us
involved.
Tonight.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, I didn't get your name in the beginning because it was like a lot of going on. What is your name, sir?
I'm little brother Ismael Muhammad.
You know, thank you for joining us tonight. You know, thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You are more than welcome. You are my brothers and sisters. And, you know, I hope much success for your show. You know, we do the Dino Dean show on Sundays, Midwest Central Time, like 5 p.m. And you all are welcome to come when I'll post up the bulletin, and you can join the show. We have Get It Off Your Chest. We have guests. You know, keep this thing, we got to keep dialoguing, we got to keep networking, you know. And a lot of people think that this is just mere gossip, and this is not gossip. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, the phone was ringing. I was saying, well, this is not just mere gossip. This is a way where our people are able to voice their, you know, use the First Amendment so that we can get this message across. Because the truth is falling on deaf ears, and we're trying to get those deaf ears to open their ears up, unclog their ears, and hear some things so that they can change their lifestyles, you know. Because I don't think that the devil's agreement with us going to hell is going to stand. As the messenger told us, it won't stand, you know. The people are going to soon realize the truth from the false, and they're going to join up to the truth. So all praise is due to Allah,
yes,
and the person of Master Farah Muhammad, and thanks to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the whole nation. And we doing it. Hey, it's our
yes,
time.
Sir.
It's nation's time.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Thank
praise
you, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Yes, sir.
Ms. Merle, can you hear me?
We still have the... Sir?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm hearing somebody's phone is ringing. So it's a lot of interference on the call.
The computer calling me. It's calling me again.
Okay, the floor is open for any more questions.
Hi, Vera.
If you would like to
email user at 6
ask a question, you can press 1 now.
1 5
the floor is open.
7 6 4 Can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message.
Brother Raheem, can you end that call on the other side of your phone? That was me calling you to get back in to the queue. But now you're back in. Just switch over and end that call, please.
Okay, I guess you have to call me again, right?
Yeah, because we wasn't hearing you before. Now we hear you, brother. Okay.
Okay, brother. Okay, you hear me good now?
Yes, everybody can hear
you. Okay, good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
The floor is open for any more questions. Just press 1.
Listen, Marilyn, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Sir.
Okay. Somebody don't want me to talk tonight or something. I don't know. I keep getting cut off. I don't know what it is.
The agents, you know, the devil don't want the truth to be known. So
they'll do whatever in their power they can. That's right. I guess they said this nigger is talking too much. I don't know what they're thinking.
The truth that we speak is, you know, we love our people. We are not haters. We are not racist. We just have love and unity for our people. And we want to see our people. We want to be given equality. We want a part of this earth we can call our own. That's all we want. We're not asking for too much, but just give us what we need indeed, not just in words. And then do not fall back on your promises like they did with Zimmerman. Okay, they said, okay, we'll make an arrest, but we'll let them go. But see, right before the arrest, there were many tornadoes and other type of force of nature. Now they arrested them and let them go.
Your message has reached the maximum. Re-record your message. Press 1. Discard your message. Press 2. Mark your message urgent. Press 3. Replay your message. Press 4. Send your message. Press the pound key or hang up.
We're having a lot of interference.
Your message has been sent.
Someone must have called someone on the freeway and it.
And I can't hear anything.
But I say, you know, they fall back, as the Quran teaches us, they will fall back on their promise anyway.
Okay. Well, Brother Lakeem, would you like to.
Hello? Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Marilyn, go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't, all of a sudden my phone just got, you know, I couldn't hear anything, but, you know, would you like to, you know, go more into the topic? Because I know a lot of people, when we first had, you know, placed the poster up and you know, just basing out the title with Beyonce, you know, Love on Top, and, you know, that can go in many directions, but, you know, when you truly love yourself, and when you love yourself, and you know, and you know, as a man, you know, when you love somebody, do you put that person first? You know, anything that you do in your life, you know, is that person considered, you know, your first priorities? I mean, you know, a man point of view, I mean, would you like to share that with us? As far as, you know, putting your wife first?
Is this Melvin?
Yes, sir.
Yep, the question, I believe, for the topic. 919, can you go ahead and speak?
I hear someone telling me to forgive you, but I can't hear her.
You hear something, too, in the background.
Sammy, I understand. We got live on Talk Radio. I'm ready to call a 919. Come in to ask their questions. Please ask your questions. If you're area code 919, first three numbers 223. I want to start the internet.
Can you hear me?
If you're speaking, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Jackie.
Sister Jackie.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me ask you something, Sister Jackie. Are you part of Nation Building?
Yes, sir. This is Sister Jacqueline X, Washington.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. How are you, Sister Jacqueline?
I'm fine, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm great. No complaints. I really was just calling in to congratulate y'all. I mean, the efforts that y'all put forth to, you know, to put Nation Building on Block Radio. And that's basically it. I don't really need to say anything else. You know me. I'm pretty quiet.
Yes, ma'am.
So basically, that's it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I just want to apologize because it's like a lot. I keep hearing a lot of noise, so if I'm not responding quick enough, I can't hardly hear what you're saying because you keep going in and out. So,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that was basically it. I will add this part. You know, when I first came in Nation Building, I think you're pretty familiar with the things that y'all was talking about, self-love, where I just do want to add that sometimes you got to deny everything that you're taught, even if it's like family or traditional things, and if it's something that don't bear witness to you that's true, you gotta fight through that in order to, you got to be selfish sometimes, just to bring forth the person that, the purpose, you know, in life that you have for yourself.
Yes, ma'am, exactly.
And thanks to y'all, and thanks to Allah first, and my sister's helping me out and not giving up on me. I'm on my path to self-love. And my brothers, Brother Rakim,
yes,
and the other ones, you know, I do appreciate it. And self-love is you got to be selfish. I mean, you really do. You got to fight for yourself no matter what. And be true to yourself.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do, Queen. We appreciate you, too.
Indeed. Assalamu alaikum. I'm hanging up.
Well,
thank you, Sister Jackie.
Another caller with a question?
Ma'am.
Caller?
Yes.
You have a question? Hold on, we have another caller with a question. Well, we might have lost that caller. Okay, we lost him. Sorry.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that's listening, and I know some people, when they saw Love on Top, Nation Building presents Love on Top, some of y'all minds were in the gutter. Y'all thought we were talking about some sex or something, you know, just out of the ordinary. We're actually talking about you loving yourself in order to love somebody else. There's nothing in putting my love on top or putting my love on top that have any references to the three-letter word sex. Not at all. So I just want to make that clear to everybody that's listening out there. We're not talking about sex. We're talking about the love of self. Love thyself.
I agree with Brother Makita was saying that. And, you know, just going off, you know, put your love on top. I think when you do love yourself, you put your love on top first. You know, but, you know, anything, you know, when it comes to love of anything, the first thing that you love is the love. You have to put him in the center. You have to love him with everything, you know, because, you know, none of us would be nothing without Allah. And so when you place him in the center of everything, you know, the creator of everything, you know, it's so beautiful that the answer, the true meaning of love. And, you know, you probably hear a lot of people say that, you know, okay, you know, hey, I love myself. But do we really understand when we use that word, we do love ourselves? And some of us, you know, as of today, really don't understand the true meaning of really loving yourself. So, you know, we walk around, you know, not understanding and don't understand why, you know, we haven't really, you know, go beyond where we're supposed to be at, because we just really don't understand the true meaning of love. You know, Brother Rakim, I mean, what do you think about, you know, us not really understanding, you know, really what love really is? You know, I mean, does that come with sacrifice? You know, do we really understand, you know, when we say we love ourselves? Because, you know, when you're in a relationship and, you know, you're married, you know, you have to, it has to be a balance. It can't just be, you know, I love myself, you know, or if I don't love myself enough, or my spouse not giving me, or we depending on our other significant to give us the love that we're supposed to have. So let's start within ourselves first. So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, a lot of people, they got, I don't know. It's a lot of people got the misconceptions about love, loving themselves. You know, you got some people out there that are actually selfish. You know, they're actually selfish, and you know, they love themselves, but they love themselves, they take love out of context. You know, they love themselves and they don't give a damn about nobody else. You got a lot of people that think that's love. That's a twisted meaning of love.
True.
You know, love is when you want for someone else, meaning that significant other or that person that you claim to love or care about, when you want for them what you want for yourself. I mean, what the hell I would like saying, I love you, baby, and, you know, I love you. Okay, we're in a situation together. We, you know, we're going through circumstances together. All right, we're struggling. All right, we hardly got any food in the house. But I go, you know, we hungry, so we go get a poor man's meal, like some McDonald's or something, which I tell everybody out there, stay away from that damn Mickey D's. Stay away from it. You heard Mr. Farrakhan, stay away from Mickey D's. I don't care how hungry you get, how tired you are to cook, stay away from Mickey D's and all these other fast food places. They ain't no good for you. But let me get back to what I was saying. I'm hungry. You hungry. All right. I go to Mickey D's like a fool. I go to Mickey D's. I get myself a Big Mac combo. All right. Everything's supersized. And I bring you back a Happy Meal. And I expect you to be happy behind that damn Happy Meal. All right. I'm full as a kid now. I'm full and your ass still hungry. I mean, tell me. I mean, am I really loving you like I love myself? Do I really want for you what I want for myself? Hell no. You'll be a fool to think so. I'm happy. I mean, I'm happy. But you had the Happy Meal. I'm happy because I had a Big Mac combo. Hell, I'm full. I had a big supersized drink, supersized fries, a Big Mac with all the, you know, the veggies on it, you know, whatever. I probably put the lettuce, told them add the extra lettuce, tomatoes, pickles on it. And you looking at me, I'm still, you finish that little bitty burger, and I'm still eating on this Big Mac. You know what I'm saying? You still feeling hungry. I mean, what kind of man am I to say that I love you, but I didn't go get for you what I got for myself? Hell, we both should be eating some damn Happy Meals if we dumb enough to go get some Happy Meals for food, you know, for dinner. I just use that as an example, Queen.
Okay, you know, I'm kind of still stuck on the Happy Meal thing.
Queen, don't get stuck on the Happy Meal.
You
don't need to get stuck on no damn Happy Meal, because you get stuck on the damn Happy Meal, then you be taking those happy feet trying to go get you a happy meal when you know it ain't good for you. So we don't need to be, you know,
exactly.
we don't need you thinking like that. Y'all got to excuse Brother Rakim. Brother Rakim is raw. I'm just going to tell y'all point blank, period, I am raw. I mean, I do care about what I say. I do have morals. I have respect for self. I have respect for my listeners, you know, or the listeners. Not my listeners. It's just the Maryland show. I'm just a co-host. And I really wish you didn't tell nobody who I was. Go ahead, Queen.
Now, Brother Rakim, I noticed that we keep on, you know, I keep hearing the word selfish, you know, selfish, you know. Could a person, could a person love them so much that they become selfish? I mean, could that happen? You know, just to only, you know, think of themselves only? You know, their needs first, you know, anything that revolves around them is me. And they don't think about nobody else. So do you think some of us could become just like that?
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes. And some of y'all know, everybody hear the sound of my voice out there in Blog Talk Radio, some of y'all know that y'all married to some wicked-ass devils. Some of y'all know, but y'all put up with it. And the reason I say that is because you got people that would marry somebody and treat them like dog crap. And claim they love them, and if that person they will don't have no love for themselves, they will foolishly believe that this man or woman loves them when they treat them like crap. You know what I'm saying? This man, he going to buy himself clothes. He taking trips out of town, but he's not going to take his wife with him. You know, he's not going to take his wife with him. He's not going to do anything for his wife, but he'll do everything for himself. A woman doing everything for herself, but she'd never do anything for her husband. But baby, I love you. You'd be dumb to believe that. You really would. Seriously, you got some people really selfish. They don't everything. What's mine is mine. What's yours is mine. And what's mine? Excuse my French. I'm not going to even say the word. What's mine is mine. What's yours is mine. And what's mine? Don't elf with it. You got people that's like that. And for that reason, you got people that are in bad relationships. Bad relationships because you got people that don't believe in sharing. They don't believe in balance and equality, you know, in a relationship. You know, you got the sun, moon, and star in a relationship, man, woman, and child. But this man trying to outshine everybody and nobody else have no light because he refused to shine the light. Well, if the sun... If Allah made the sun to refuse to share the light, then the moon and the stars would be dead. I mean, there would not be no glow, no light coming from the stars and the moon. You see what I'm saying? Or you got the man, he think he's the only star in the relationship, shall I say. He don't realize that he's the sun. He's the father. He want to outshine everybody. He's the star. He gets steak and shrimp. We don't supposed to eat no shrimp. I'm just using this as an example. So, listeners, don't get it all twisted. But, you know, he eats steak and shrimp, but he going to bring his woman home a hamburger or a tuna sandwich. What kind of crap is that? You selfish bastard.
So, Raheem, Mr. Bellin, I believe we have some other want to ask questions.
Yes, sir.
Yes, if you're there, please speak up.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Queen. Is this my big sister Gidget?
Yes, how y'all doing?
Assalamu alaikum, Queen.
Woo, wow, this has been a show.
It's been a show, Queen.
I just wanted to say congratulations, and I wanted to compliment Brother Rakim, Sister Marilyn, and Brother Forrest for all your hard work and everything that y'all doing. We're going to get this thing together where it's going to be smooth the next time, but I just wanted to congratulate y'all, and I wanted to make a comment about putting your love on top. I'm going to make one real comment real quick. Because my phone is still acting up. Okay. I just want to say that in under the auspices relationship, no man can love a woman unless he first loves Allah and then himself and vice versa. So if you are seeking a mate that cannot keep their duty to Allah, he will not or she will not keep their duty to you. So don't even waste your time. You can get that off your mind. And that's all I got to say. I'm going to keep listening, but love you guys, and y'all doing a good job. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Walaikum salam. I hope everybody out there, I hope everybody heard what Sister, that was Sister Gidget. Sister Gidget, one of our administrators, and I think administrator is such a small word, but that's her title in Nation Building. She's an administrator, and she is so much more than an administrator. But what she just said, I hope everybody took heed to what she just said, because first of all, you got to love Allah. You got to understand and recognize your obligation and duty to Allah. Then yourself, then your mate. Nothing else is in between. So, sisters, if you got a man or brothers, if you got a sister that don't love Allah, don't love themselves, they damn sure ain't gonna love you. I'm gonna throw this out there. If you got a brother, and I'm talking to Christians too. Christians, I know y'all listening out there. And some of y'all might say, dang, this brother, he don't sound like a Muslim. Let me tell y'all right now, all the critics, all of us got a personality. And we all were the same. And this would be a very boring world. I'm not a clone of no one. I'm Rakim Khalik Muhammad. All I know is me and how to be me. I love me, and I love y'all. If I didn't love me, didn't love y'all, I wouldn't love Allah. Allah gave me the love for myself and for you all. I can't even claim I love a woman right now because, hell, I don't even have one. But that's another story.
Brother, we have a guest on the line with a question. Guest, please, I think you came in from the internet, so if you have a question, come on and ask your question. Hello?
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you well.
Oh, okay. Finally, I've been in this queue for like 20 minutes, okay? Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rakim, Sister Marilyn. This is Sister Michelle.
Walaikum salam. This sounds like Sister Michelle.
Yes, yes, me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I wanted to say that what Brother Rakim said, you know how we say we want for ourselves, you know, we want for our brother, our sister, what we want for ourselves. I find that sometimes things like that are becoming, even love yourself, are becoming these little cliches. You know what I'm saying? For lack of anything better to contribute, we come out with these little cliches. Because we could not treat each other the way that we treat one another sometimes if we did love ourselves one. You know, but to just keep throwing that out there to put the responsibility, I guess what I'm saying is that, to me, it's like it always goes back to, well, whenever a problem comes up, a situation comes up, go work on yourself. I'm all for working on yourself, but you got to do more than just work on yourself. I mean, you got to show that you got some skills for working on yourself, you know? And we just could not treat one another the way we do if we really, you know, believe in some of our own little cliches. That's kind of like what they come down to. There's a question in there somewhere. I'm still trying to form it, okay?
Yes,
so,
Queen, do me a favor, Queen.
Yes.
I'm hearing what you said. Maybe I'm being a little slow tonight. I'm being slow. I don't know. Maybe I'm tired.
It's all right.
I've been working all day. I've been 40, 50 feet up in the air all day.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a little bit plainer for me so I can really just get into what you just said.
Yes, sir. I'll take it back to the McDonald's, which we do not eat at, right? Why
That's
would
right.
a brother or a sister supersize theirs and then bring you home a Happy Meal and say, I want for my brother and sister what I want for myself? I see too many times, you know, where I'm at, right? I ain't trying to put nobody on blast. I'm just saying from where I am. We don't even talk to each other outside the mosque. So how can I really believe that you want for me what you want for yourself? You know, if we do nation building, you know.
I would say this.
Now, you said, how could you really believe if we want something for, you know, what I want for myself, I want for my sister?
Mm-hmm. Right, if we're not communicating with each other, you know. I find it that we go to the mosque, we go to the meetings, right, and then everybody go home.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not nation building. That's not, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not nation building. You got to build a sisterhood and a brotherhood, and that's something we're
right.
not doing. In order to
mm-hmm.
build a sister and brotherhood, in order to build a family, it takes an individual to love themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you love Allah. Allah is number one.
First.
That's the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You love Allah first. Okay. Of course, if you got a mate, you're going to love that mate next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you got your brothers and sisters, all right? Now, you done built a family, but you have not built yourself up as an individual. And the only way you can build yourself up as an individual is in Almighty God, Allah. That's the only way. So how the hell can you build a relationship or a nation? How can you build a family or a nation? It takes families to build nations. So you in the mosque,
mm-hmm.
right? You giving me the greeting, all right? Then I got to smell your funky perfume or your funky oil or whatever.
Wow.
You know, and you cheesing in my face. Queen, I got to keep it real. And
okay,
you cheesing, you smiling in my face. Assalamu alaikum. I'm like, well, alaikum salam. Peace be unto you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you leave the mosque, these people don't know you no more. Mosques have become a church.
Yes.
Well, hell, let me break it down. Even church people... or nowadays friendlier than some of the brothers and sisters in the mosque. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not going to air out dirty laundry. But I said that to say this. We need to work on ourselves, whether we in the church or the mosque. Hell, we about building a nation. But we can't build a nation if we don't build ourselves up as an individual in order to build a family so we can build that nation. So we got to be family first. I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper, too. But how can I be your brother or how can you claim to be my sister when I don't give a, you know, you don't give a damn about me and I don't give a damn about you?
Mm-hmm.
Until we see each other in the mosque and then we're going to be doing all this cheesing. I have some noise in the background.
Okay, family, we have another caller from 312 area code
yes.
coming on live in a second. Last four
Chicago.
Numbers, 0131. Go ahead and speak, please.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I was understanding what the sister was saying. This is Brother Ismail Muhammad. I was understanding what she was saying to you in rhetoric, what you were saying about the happy meal, and she was saying it's like a cliche. It's like putting on the front. Actually, I believe that's what she was trying to say, that people's put on the front today. There are givers and there are takers. And there are those who really, because they don't identify with the true living God and they don't have a heart after that God, they really are blindly wandering on, and they're their own inordinacy. So therefore, they can't love themselves, and neither can they love anyone else. But they are plausible in front. The exterior is plausible to people. They look good. They on time. They're on point. They dress good, and everything seems to go well. But these people are very much lost because you can be with them, and you can see by the way how selfish they are that they never are willing to say, here, would you, because I'm eating this, would you like some of this? They won't do that. They only fill their own bellies up. They're filling themselves up, but they're not caring about the needy or those who might be in need. So what we have today is like crabs in a barrel. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to reach, like this show, for instance, is you all show. I'm just the guest. But But to me, we have the Dino Danny Show, and I'm executive. I'm the producer. Our CEO and boss, I talk to him, but we try to be family with everybody that come on the show because there's no big eyes and little U's. So it is good that with dialogue, we can all have our opinions so that we can all come to a better understanding, because if we fall behind the Christian faith, and we're supposed to be
Raheem, sister.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
We lost the caller. I'm trying to get him back on. Go ahead. Comment on what he said thus far, please.
Did he get knocked off, or is he still on?
No, I mean, he might be listening. I'm trying to get him back on. His mic might go live. Just comment on what he said. Would you like to comment on what he said thus far?
Yes, now I understand. I'm so tired. Cliche. You know, people putting on a front. They posing to be something. And it goes back to what Sister Marilyn said earlier in the show. A person pretending to be something that they're not. I mean, they have to pretend to be something that they're not for their raggedy behind to get married to a decent person anyway. If you're indecent and you marry a decent person and you misled this decent person, meaning, if this is a decent person, hell, you got to be indecent for me to make a difference. I mean, it just shows how people put on the front. You know, I love you. I want to be with you. People in a relationship for the wrong reason, in a marriage for the wrong reason. So, therefore, let's say we're together. We're a successful couple. And, you know, I got a wife. Oh, I got a girlfriend. Whatever the case may be, whether I'm a lost found or Muslim. Whatever the case may be, I'm just an individual, I'm a man in this world, and I'm selfish. And I'm making everybody think that this woman is happy when this woman ain't catching nothing but hell. Okay, we're together, we're in this whole thing together. We both driving these hoopties. And I tell her, I say, okay, you know, I got a family, I had children by this woman. This woman went through childbirth 2 or 3 times for me. And here I am. I'm putting on this big front like I really love my wife, but I'm out here doing everything under the sun except loving my wife, and I think the only way that I can love myself is make her miserable and pretend to everyone else like I'm making her happy when I'm really not, and I got other women I'm running around with. So what I do is my wife got this car, it's breaking down on her. You know, she's trying to go to work. She's trying to take care of the children. She's trying to do everything she can to fulfill her duties as a wife. Hear my sorry trifling ass, you know, I go out and get a brand new SUV. You know, baby, it's time for us to get a new car. Then she's like, okay, we don't have that in the budget, you know, but we really need one. Okay, go get one. I don't take her shopping for the new car. I go by myself. I come home from work one day, supposedly, and I got a brand new SUV. But guess what? I don't want no child seats in the SUV. Every time I move, the SUV move, my wife or significant other, she don't get a ride in it. And then I go to the mosque or I go to church and we smiling and faking like we one big happy family, but I'm giving her hell. She ain't did nothing, no more to the brand new SUV than smell the damn new car paint. That's all she done. But everybody's saying, well, sister such and such, you know, she has a good, loving, healthy relationship and marriage, and her husband just bought her a brand-new SUV. Well, if only they knew. My raggedy behind is selfish. I won't let her drive it. She's just still driving the hoopty. She's breaking down, calling me at work. Baby, I done broke down on the way taking our children to the daycare or whatever. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. Do I really love her? Or do I really love my children? Am I really this person that she thought I was when I first met her? When I first told her, baby, I love you and I would do anything for you? I would lie to you like that Babyface song, I give you the sun, the moon, the stars, and I do this and I do that. All that was fairy tale, bull crap. That I sold this sister a dream. And now she's living a nightmare. but she has children by me. Okay, I'm the provider. She loves me. But guess what? She loves me more than I love myself. Really? Really? And the truth of the matter is, I cannot even love or appreciate this woman who has given birth to my children in my likeness, my own image. I cannot appreciate her enough to even say, baby, you take the car, you take the SUV, and I'll take the hoopty. Hell, that's the way it's supposed to be. If it's going to be a one car in the family that's brand new, the man's supposed to take the most raggedy car, if you ask me. Y'all feel me?
Yes, sir. But you know what? You know, just thinking, you know, about what you were saying, Brother Rakim, see, a lot of us, you know, what the next person might do, a lot of us might not do the same thing that somebody else might do. And a lot of us, we are different in so many, you know, so many ways. And that goes back to, you know, like I was saying, you know, earlier, you know, we might confess and say that we understand and truly understand what love is, but we walking around, you know, ignorant to the fact that we just don't know, we just don't understand. You know, when you love somebody, if it's action, you show it, you confess it, you say, you know, it's, you know, when you confess and you say that you love this woman, it's action behind it. You know, and I think that, you know, we take things as is and just, you know, say that, okay, you know, I love this person, I love myself, but we really don't understand the true meaning of love. And, you know, and I just, you know, going back to what Sister Michelle, when Sister Michelle was in here earlier and she said, you know, what I want for myself, I want for my brother or sister. Do us, you know, as believers, do us as a people, do we truly understand when we say what I want for myself, what I want for my brother or sister? And see, sometimes we look at an individual, but we don't look within ourselves because change starts within ourselves. See, I can't expect my sister, if my sister is doing something, you know, what I might not like, see, I can't always point the finger at her. Because, see, if I want to see a change in somebody, I have to start changing. I have to make that change for myself first. If I don't like what's going on around me, my surroundings, I have to change that first about myself. See, nobody is not going to change unless you change yourself. The society that we live in today, if we don't like the way how society is, we have to be the first one to change how society is. See, we can't sit around and wait on the next person to make that change. And that's just with, you know, with our spouse. You know, we can't, you know, I always say, I hear sisters say, you know, oh, you know, I can't change my husband. No, you can't change him. He has to change himself. But when he sees the good in you, and when he sees you striving to be the woman that you ought to be, the second self of Allah, he's going to change. He's not going to have no choice but to change. He don't have no choice but to submit. Because when he sees that God first and that woman, the only thing that man can do is change. So no, we cannot change, you know, our husband. We have to change ourselves. We have to qualify ourselves as a woman to be good for that man. The same way how that man has to qualify himself, we have to qualify ourselves as a woman. So, you know, me wanting for myself what I want for my sister, yes, I do. That's what I want, because when I qualify myself, when I love myself, I can love my brothers and I can love my sister. And I think that a lot of us, we just don't understand the true meaning of what I want for myself, I want for my brother and sister, because we don't understand the word love.
Well, no, they don't understand the word love, Queen. And you said something, you made a very significant point about people, and I'm going to reiterate on this. There are some people that foolishly think that they can get into a relationship and change somebody. Oh, I can change him, girl. You sound like a damn fool. That man has to change himself. He has to change himself. First of all, he has to be a praying man. You have to analyze yourself. You got to be self-analytical. Everything you do, everything you think, all your actions, all your thoughts, you have to analyze it. Oh, God, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why did I just say that dumb thing I just said? Or why did I just make that dumb mistake I just did? Okay, when my wife tried to correct something that she was concerned about, she brought it to my attention.
Okay.
Why did I curse her out? I just flipped off. I mean, I'm the man, but I cannot listen to my queen. I'm too damn grown to take advice. I'm too damn grown to listen. I have a problem. See, when you start analyzing your damn self, when you start paying attention to your own actions, your own thoughts, then you do like Michael Jackson. And may Allah be pleased with Michael Jackson, because that song, Man in the Mirror, made a whole lot of damn sense if you listen to the song. If you listen to the song, you can get a lot out of it. That song,
right.
Say what the hell you want to say about Mike, but Mike was a genius. Mike was a damn genius. And if he was in the mosque today, he'd be moonwalking in the mosque. Believe me.
That's right.
And if he moonwalked in the mosque, everybody would be saying, Allahu Akbar.
We have a listener on the line with a question, please. Listener?
Yes, sir.
Yes. You have a question? You can speak. You come in from online. We got you. Your mic is live now. You want to talk? You have a question for the panelists?
Is that for me, brother?
Are you speaking?
Oh, yes, sir. It's hard to tell if you was talking to me. This is Michelle again, so I have my question now. So, Brother Rakim, what I hear
yes,
you
ma'am.
Saying... Yes, ma'am. Brother Rakim, what I hear you saying is one could be in this this nation, however you want to put it, and not love themselves, but say they stand post, give charity, feed the hungry, et cetera, but still have no self-love. Because for me, that would explain a lot of people's behavior. So my question is, what are the standards or guidelines that would show one that he or she loves themselves? Because everything has a guideline or a standard. You know what I'm saying? Because some people actually do think that they love themselves. But when you look at them, you know, sometimes I ask my own self that question. Do I really love myself? Because we have to be taught to do everything, including love ourselves.
Well, Queen, I would say this right here. Whatever is done in the darkness will come to the light. And whatever done in the light should be done in the darkness. Meaning, if I'm out there giving charity and I'm feeding the hungry, whatever I'm doing out there in the public where the public can see, I should be that same way behind closed doors with my wife, my family, my friends, whomever. Even when I'm alone by my damn self, I should be practicing these same principles within myself. Not for no damn show. You got some people that really want to be actors and actresses, and they looking to win an Oscar, but I'm going to tell you, it won't be in this life. Not in this life.
Right.
So the guideline, Brother Rakim, is whatever you... I'm sorry, Sister Marilyn.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. So the guideline would be that whatever you do in the public, you're also doing when you're at home alone?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Thank you.
If I feed the... Just like, for example, let me, Queen, you know Roar. I think everybody knows damn well Rakim is Roar. Rakim don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Rakim don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Brother Rakim is going to say, I'm going to tell the truth regardless of what it is. I'm going to tell the truth. Now, it may not come out sounding pretty, but in the end, it's going to make some damn sense. So let me say something that's going to be kind of raw, but in the end, it's going to make some damn sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number one, if you watch the television, you're watching the news. All right? You got a news camera. Everybody want to show their teeth, especially our people. We want to show our teeth and smile in front of the cameras. We want to act like we all this and that in front of the cameras. But when the camera is turned off, how are we when nobody see the reality of what's going on behind those cameras? Think about it. We want to put on a show. We want to put on a front in front of other people to impress other people. Well, guess what? You want to impress not only the damn camera fool. You want to impress Allah. And when you impress Allah, when you gain His favor, then you can truly, truly love your damn self and truly impress your people without putting on a front. I remember when, who was this cat's name that came to, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi right now, which is my original home. I'm from Chicago. This is my original home, Mississippi. But what is the brother name that everybody talks about in basketball? Not Kobe Bryant, but what's the other brother's name? LeBron James. LeBron James came here. I will never forget this. I'm watching the news. LeBron James came to Jackson, Mississippi, and the children, he came before the children. But this brother hid from the children behind camera. He didn't want to hug the children. He didn't want to take pictures with them. He acted like he was scared of the children. But these children, they love them some LeBron James. So therefore, and I'm not bashing a brother. And brother, if you listen to the damn show, you call in, I would tell your ass on the show in front of these listeners what you did when you came to my city. This brother hid in the background. He was scared to talk to the children. He didn't want to socialize with the children as if he was scared. But the nigga, excuse my language, he went to a show, he went to a club or wherever he went to, around sisters and the so-called ballers, and they just fell in love with him. But the children were so disappointed, they were crying. I mean, he broke their heart, he broke their spirit, because he was not the person that they were made to believe that he was when they see him on television with that ball. And let me get to a subject real quick. Let's talk about relationships. I want to talk about relationships. What actually bounds two people together? What bounds a company of persons together? What? You got weed heads and crackheads. They get together to smoke weed. Okay? Outside of smoking weed, they ain't friends. Really, you think about it. Everybody is, they're friends only for self-convenience. They friends because they feel like they can gain something from your friendship. Hell, I ain't got no money for no weed, so damn it, I'm going to go hang around Johnny Bob and Willie James tonight, and I know those niggas love to smoke weed too. Did I tell your brother Rakim is raw? Yo, bear witness. I mean, y'all bear witness to how raw I am, but be patient with me. I'm taking this somewhere. When I say his name, Billy Bob and Willie James, I know they gonna buy the weed. I ain't got no money for no weed, but I know as long as they smoke, I'm going to smoke. Well, guess what? If those brothers didn't have no money to buy the weed, do you think I would go around them if I'm a weed head? I'm going to be fiending just like they fiending, and we're going to be looking at each other crazy, and we ain't going to get along at all. But when we smoking our happy medicine, then we all like we friends. Nah, that's a superficial friendship, a false friendship, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called it, a false friendship. And when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking about false friendships, he was talking about the slave-master-slave relationship that people falsely believe was a friendship, and it really wasn't. So we must take those same teachings and apply those teachings to our lives. And when we apply those teachings to our lives, then we can change. And see, that's the problem with a lot of these Muslims and some of these Christians. We learn the Bible, we read the Quran, But damn it, do we apply any of this to our lives? You can impress me because you can read. You can read English lesson number C. You can read, you know, I mean, the Bible, the Psalms, Revelations. You can read all this. But do we apply this to our lives? Reading is one thing. But understanding, comprehending, and applying, and acting on what you have learned is another thing.
True.
You see what I'm saying? So you got a lot of people, mm-hmm. they fake because they don't love themselves. If you love yourself, you're going to do whatever it takes to change self. You're going to do for self. You're going to change self. And you're going to, and sister and brother, y'all out there, y'all marrying these people. Y'all marrying these people because you want love in your life. But you marrying wicked-ass devils because this person looks good. Or they talk a good game, or she dresses good, she smells good. Or in the lost found world, oh, he fine and she's sexy. Y'all got the game twisted. Twisted. Because
yeah.
If you don't take time out to know what you're getting into, and you just jump into something, then you up the creek with no paddle. You in a relationship, or you in a marriage, shall I say, and that is the worst case scenario. You in a marriage, you can't just jump up and get a divorce. You can't jump up and just be with somebody. You got to try to do whatever in your power to try to make that thing work. But how the hell is it going to work if you're dealing with somebody who don't love themselves? It's not going to work. So if a brother takes these teachers and apply it to themselves, apply it to their lives, the teachers of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Christians, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you one time, the teachers of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is the Elijah of your Bible, in the last book of Malachi, Allah says, and Allah is God, God and Allah are the same, one and the same. So I don't want to hear no crap about y'all believe, y'all Muslims believe in a different God. You sound like a damn fool. There's only one God, one creator. And in the book of Malachi, the last book of Malachi, Allah said, I will send you in the last days, however, whatever version you read in it, it say, behold in the last days, or I will send you in the last days. It's still the same. I will send you my prophet Elijah. And he would turn the hearts of the father towards the heart of the children, and the heart of the children towards the heart of the father. What does this mean? It means that the fathers were righteous. They weren't selfish. They weren't devils, not like the devils we have become. They had knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. They built a family. They built civilizations. I don't care how far you dig deep in the earth, you're going to find civilizations of black, civilized, loving people who built a nation and a foundation with Almighty God, Allah. But you got people today, they can't even build up themselves because they have little or no faith in Allah. And one thing about faith without works is dead. And hell, if you don't have no faith, you're dead anyway. And I said that to say this. If a person does not apply these teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and like I said, Elijah Muhammad is the Elijah of your Bible. He was born Elijah. He was born to us. He was born for us to raise us from the dead because we've been under this enemy for 400 some odd years. We were taught not to love ourselves. We were taught to love them. The black man don't love himself. Hell, he's too damn busy loving the damn white woman most of the damn time. And he cannot even appreciate and love his own black sister because the enemy has contaminated his mind to think that everything but the black woman is valuable. So any brothers who think that, if you think that a white woman is more valuable than your sister, you are lost. Don't go out there and marry a sister and mistreat her when you're not ready to be married and you have not come into the knowledge of yourself. Because if you have not come into the knowledge of yourself, all you're going to do is mistreat that black woman. And when you mistreat that black woman, and I find out your ass with a white woman, then I'm coming knocking on your damn door. That's your brother Rakim talking to you. I'm sorry, y'all. I just went left field.
Yeah, you did went left field. But you know what you're saying is absolutely true, and I agree with you. We're getting close to the end, everyone. So if you have any questions, those who are online, if you have any questions, just press one. The floor is open.
No
Sister
questions?
Malice? No one has any questions right now. Continue. We're getting near the end to wrap up, so.
Yes, sir. Well, first I would like to thank, everyone for being on the call tonight. I would like to thank, Sister Gidget Muhammad for making this happen. Brother Forrest, thank you so much. I would like to thank my co-host, Brother Akeem, for, helping me host the show tonight. And also, I just want to thank all the believers in Nation Building for, without everyone participating and being a part of this, Nation Building would never be successful without the believers. And all of us who are administrators of the group, we love you all, and we just want to tell everyone thank you for, supporting us in Nation Building. Any close-out remarks, Brother Akeem?
Sister Marilyn, all I'm going to say is this. If I offended anyone out there and, just listening, if I offended you, maybe you want to analyze your thoughts and then go back and listen to everything I said. I didn't say anything with no intent to offend anyone. I just try to bring everything home, because a lot of us, we don't have a good understanding about certain things unless somebody is speaking our language. I can't come to you and speak like a doctor and you don't have no medical degree and you don't know anything about medicine. I can't come to you and talk like I'm a pastor, or talk like a pastor and you never read the Bible. You never read the Bible? How would you understand what I'm saying? So I know that I'm dealing with more than just Muslims here. So therefore, in order for me to be a fisherman of men, I got to attract way more than just the believers that already know this teaching. I got to bring it to the people in a language that they will understand. So my intent is not to offend anyone. So please forgive me if anyone take anything I said the wrong way.
Nah, when we get off air, I have to talk to you, right?
Queen, listen. You my big sister. We talk all the time. We gonna do the damn thing.
Yes, sir.
Just as long as you ain't got no belt, we good.
That's what I'm talking about. I have one week right for you. Missed you here tonight. But thank you, Brother Akeem.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
That's no problem, Queen. Thank you. I'm proud to be part of the
yes,
show.
Sir.
And we are the founders of Nation Building. Sister Marilyn Muhammad, Brother Rakim Muhammad. No relation, but she is my.
No relation at all.
this is my big sister. This is my big sister. Sister Gidget, my big sister, these people keep me alive. And I'm going to tell you something. If anybody ever read my post on Facebook, that's just a mild version. These sisters keep me alive. So if it weren't for these sisters, you always see something way more raw than what you're reading on a day-to-day basis that I post.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I thank you, listeners. I thank everybody. I thank everyone. I thank everyone for listening. I thank Brother Forrest. Brother Forrest has done a wonderful job. Brother Forrest, the brother's phenomenal to me. That's my big brother. I can't leave Brother Forrest out of it. You know, that's my big brother right there. I'm sure my big brother might have a belt for me, too. So, you know, I guess everybody got to get in line with their belt. Sister Gidget, she got to get in line with her belt, too. And, I mean, you know, I'm in trouble. I know it. You come home, and you know you're in trouble. You know you're going to get that asshole out the frame with that belt, you know? you just
yes,
got the feeling.
Okay, well, family, Oscillator family, on that note, we're just going to invite everybody back next week, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And don't forget to log in to Facebook and join Nation Building. And you can have this kind of snappy dialogue all week long and participate in the show every Thursday. So, family, Sister Marilyn, Brother Rakeem, you did a wonderful job, our first show out. And we're going to tell everybody to tune in next week. Is that good with everyone?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings.